Hello and welcome back to our audio weblog entitled 2013 in the Church of Jesus. This is a weekly report put out by Voice of the Martyrs. It can be accessed at the VOM website, www.persecution.com. You can actually have VOM send it to your email every week. When it comes to my email, I print it out, share it with you, and I pray for the nations and people indicated for the following week. First, today we go to Syria. VOM partners in Syria were forced to abbreviate and cancel Easter celebrations due to fighting in the region. "We canceled the Good Friday service because of the fight," wrote one partner, "and we did the whole service of Easter in 40 minutes. A mortar exploded on Good Friday in front of the building where this contact lives, killing one woman. Another exploded the following Monday, killing two others. Our partners had 2 hours of electricity on Wednesday after 5 days without. The fighting also cost this group around $10,000 in literature and rent when their apartment housing a small bookstore was destroyed by a bomb. Any blessed news? Yes, the partner wrote. We're still here, thankful for the protection of our Lord. We had the blessed chance to distribute food packages to 60 families. This contact also still has 3 active Bible classes in the region. In Nigeria, Islamists killed 10 members of one family on February 21 in an evening attack near Jos. 5 of those killed were children, ranging in age from 9 months to 5 years old. At about 8 p.m., around 40 armed militants entered the home of the Musa family near the entrance of Kogom village. They broke down the doors of a home shared by 4 adult siblings and their families, then brutally killed everyone they encountered with machetes and automatic rifles. 2 family members in their 20s, Habila Musa and Regina, the wife of Jacob Musa, were the only survivors of the attack. Regina is deeply traumatized. The militants killed not only her husband, but also her 3 children, ages 9 months old, 3 years old, and 5 years old. In Azerbaijan, the leaders of 2 small Baptist churches in Azerbaijan have been fined for holding worship services and threatened with tougher penalties if they don't stop. At a hearing on Good Friday, judges fined Pastor Zaur Balayev and Hamid Shabanov 1,500 AZN, that's about $1,900 each, according to contacts. The fines amount to more than a year's salary for a laborer. Zaur Balayev spent nearly a year in prison for his Christian work in 2007-2008, and he's currently caring for his wife, who is ill with cancer. The fine for Hamid Shabanov was issued to his wife, Hinayat, in his place, since Hamid was out of the country. Hamid has also spent time in prison. As is our custom, I will be reading now from a book that you can get from Voice of the Martyrs. It's called 2013 Persecuted Church Global Report. Costs about $1. Doing Azerbaijan. In the book, it says Azerbaijan has undergone a facelift in recent years, funded by vast oil and gas reserves. However, corruption remains widespread in this former Soviet republic, and the authoritarian government eliminated presidential term limits in 2009. The government maintains tight control over its citizens with a Soviet-style police force. Despite the promising energy sector, the majority of the population lives in poverty. The country has a notoriously poor human rights record. 87.6% of the country is Muslim, 2.7% is Christian. The president is Ilham Aliyev. Shiite Islam is the dominant form of religion, but the secular government fears any kind of religious extremism. Christian work, which is increasingly opposed, is often obstructed through intimidation and more blatant persecution. Government censorship of religious literature increased under a 2009 law, and all religious literature requires official approval. Laws enacted in 2010 make church registration more difficult and increased restriction on religious groups that teach children, produce literature, work with foreigners, or develop property for worship purposes. Proselytism is forbidden. Christians are estimated to number between 3,000 and 6,000, encouraging growth from the estimated 40 believers in 1991. And then finally, in Indonesia, another VOM project prayed for 110 orphans whose parents were killed by Muslim fundamentalists during the 1999-2002 jihad attacks. VOM provides school fees for these children. Thank you for joining me today in concern and prayer for the persecuted church. We hope to return next week at about this time so that we can keep you in touch with what deeply touches God's heart. I'm Bob. Although I'm an area coordinator for VOM, this is not an official VOM presentation. By the way, just about wherever you live in the United States, there's a VOM rep willing to come to your church and share with your group of any size about the persecuted church and VOM's ministry. Just email me at diakonos3, that's D-I-A-K-O-N-O-S and the number 3, diakonos3@gmail.com. I'll get it set up for you. God bless you today. Be sure to check out the rest of this series and my other series on Sermon Audio. Bye-bye.